819. Wish we could tell you we didn't have to play this emergency traffic sounder, but it sounds like we still got a real mess out there. Andy? It's
not good, unfortunately. Davis County still backed up southbound I-15 from Riverdale to Clearfield. A slight break passing the Layton Hills Mall, then it starts backing up again from there down into Kaysville. Highway 89 improving a little bit, but still going to be running way slower than usual for those of you heading from South Weber to Farmington along Highway 89. It's backed up from all the people who are using that as an alternate route. Len Thomas?
On your way, taking northbound I-15 with good speeds over the point of the mountain, but still a long line of tight traffic from Bangor Highway exit to the south interchange, where you're looking much better, but still some slowing on to about 4500 south. Heather?
We've got a crash on eastbound I-80. It's right at the 1300 East exit ramp. Cars are scattered kind of over all the lanes, and they're facing really weird directions. And you only have one lane of travel available to you. It's not even a lane. It's actually the shoulder that people have in between the exit and the actual main flow of the freeway. Traffic backed up all the way to the I-15 interchange at the Spaghetti Bowl. Whether you're do-it-yourselfer or contractor, Diamond Rental has the right equipment for your next project at 12 Utah locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden. DiamondRental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.